We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a home for senior citizens in the south suburbs, is one of thousands of businesses that's had to deal with a long power outage after Monday's storm. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
The 120-unit senior housing building in Harvey was still without electricity yesterday, more than 48 hours after the storm whipped through the area. Vivian Tate Latham is a resident who told CBS2 about dealing with the lack of electricity.
You can't cook. You can't have no air. You can't have anything.
The ComEd outage map indicates the electricity situation is improving in Harvey, although there are still outages there. Harvey's mayor says his community is not one that can withstand what Mother Nature dealt his city. He's hoping for extra help from Cook County. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two local colleges are heading in different directions when it comes to bringing back students for fall classes.
About 1,700 students at the University of Illinois at Chicago will live on campus this fall. That's about half of the 3,400 students who typically live in the dorms. UIC says students, staff, athletes, and performing arts students will be tested weekly starting Monday. The saliva tests are less painful and invasive than the nasal swab, and experts say they're just as reliable. Meanwhile, DePaul University says it'll move the vast majority of its classes online. Students who signed up for on-campus classes will find out soon if their courses will remain in person. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A mobile testing unit managed by the State Health Department will return to Aurora next week to provide free coronavirus tests. It will be open a week from today at the First Presbyterian Church Harkness Family Center. That's on 4th Street. Then on August 22nd at Coward Middle School on Farnsworth, there will be drive-thru and walk-up testing for anyone without an ID needed. Another testing option is the site at the Chicago Premium Outlets Mall at I-88 and Farnsworth. The head of an industry group has a grim prediction. 5,000 Illinois restaurants will never reopen because of COVID.
The coronavirus has absolutely devastated the industry, says Illinois Restaurant Association President Sam Toya. In a virtual speech to the City Club of Chicago, he estimated 321,000 restaurant workers have been laid off or furloughed in the state, a situation made worse by recent looting downtown. Toya says owners and government leaders must be creative, innovative, and flexible as they prepare for the upcoming cold weather.
We're talking about having tents, heaters, keeping the streets closed, having bubbles where you can put tables inside the bubbles, expanding the footprints, like I said, kind of like they do in Northern European cities.
He says Chicago must work to reduce COVID cases so restaurant occupancy rates can increase. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Court officials in north suburban Lake County have put an end to most virtual court sessions after a rash of Zoom bombings. The Daily Herald reports at least 10 virtual court proceedings have been disrupted, with the intruders displaying offensive materials, making noise, or otherwise making it impossible for the court session to continue. In one case, a court spokesman says serious threats were made against a judge and the judge's family. What's being described as a sentencing error has sent a man back to prison less than a month after he was released on parole. The Beacon News reports 45-year-old Bonzell Joyner, convicted of murder in 1994, was sentenced to 60 years in prison. Prosecutors successfully argued yesterday that he had received too much credit for time served in jail before his sentencing, resulting in his parole 4 years before he was eligible. The judge ordered him immediately back to prison to serve the remainder of his sentence. An advisory committee Committee has unveiled its vision for the future of the First Street Plaza in West Suburban St. Charles. The Daily Herald reports it includes a large terrace, solar panel canopies, pedestrian walkways, and a glass sculpture. Plans also call for the plaza along the banks of the Fox River to be extended north to connect the Main Street Bridge. A Chicago-based interior designer will be featured on a new show being presented by HGTV.
Reports are the show is tentatively titled $50,000 Three Ways and will be hosted by Tiffany Brooks. The first episodes will air next year, and according to an HGTV spokesman, homeowners will be offered three different design plans for three different spaces in their homes, and Brooks will help them choose the proposal that works best. Brooks, who was born in Waukegan and graduated from North Chicago Community High School, runs a residential interior design firm that is headquartered in Grays Lake. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.